This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Thursday, news listeners, and time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 18th of November, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Alright, Amazon shoppers of the UK, you're using your Visa credit card over there. Well, not much longer. Yes, according to Amazon, it will stop accepting UK-issued Visa credit cards on January 19th. Yes, next year. Basically, this is Amazon escalating its fight with Visa. And by doing so, they notified UK customers in an email about the changes, blaming high fees Visa charges for credit card transactions. Now, if you're a Visa debit card holder, well, yeah, you can keep on using that. It's a debit card. But come January 19th, 2022, if you rely on credit, well, that means you're going to have to switch to a MasterCard or an American Express card. Now, Visa said they're disappointed with Amazon, threatening to restrict customers' choices in the future. Going on to state that when consumers' choice is limited, nobody wins. However, though, according to Amazon, the cost of accepting card payments continues to be an obstacle for businesses striving to provide the best prices for customers. These costs should be going down, but over time, with technological advancements, instead, they continue to stay high or even go up even more. The only good thing about this, at least shoppers through the holiday season can still use their Visa credit card. And who knows, maybe in the new year, Amazon and Visa can kind of get all together and say, aw, maybe we could work things out. We shall keep you posted. Windows 10 users, those new features that you so look forward to and sometimes don't because, well, we all know what they do to the operating system. Looks like they're only going to come once a year now. Yes, those interesting updates with added entertainment for us used to be every few months. But with the arrival of Windows 11, no more. Meaning it's being brought right in line with Windows 11, which is probably the easiest thing for Microsoft to do to be able to maintain two operating systems. One thing, though, that will still continue as normal, those bug fixes and security updates. Yeah, we'll be getting those when Microsoft thinks we need to be getting those, regardless if we want those. Now, as far as when those updated new features come along to both Windows 11 and Windows 10, they will be drastically different, of course. Windows 11 will be getting a lot more of those bells and whistles, while Windows 10, yeah, not so much. Ah, the days of 1080p, then we thought, well, we need 4K. Well, 4K, that's old news now, too. You better get on board with 8K. The question is, where do you find the content? Well, Roku's got you covered. Well, at least if you've got a TCL TV. Harken back to the days when 1080p was a thing and you pretty much just got to see scenery. Well, here comes the Explorers channel on Roku. It's the first one to actually feature 8K content. And of course, only 8K Roku televisions on the market right now, which, by the way, are TCL, will be capable of actually viewing it. Those would be the 65-inch model and the 75-inch formats. You know, the ones at CES? Yeah, those. Now, for now, of course, the channel will focus on nature things. And no, not your favorite television sitcoms or movies. It's probably going to be a few years before we start seeing those kind of things in that format. And it definitely won't be on a Roku-exclusive channel, either. And finally, are you prepared to give Instagram your biometrics? Well, you might have to be if you want to continue using it. Looks like Instagram is asking at least some users to provide a video selfie showing multiple angles of their face so they can actually verify that, yep, you are a real person. Now, this was actually caught by a slew of screenshots that was actually posted on Twitter. And the reason for this is because Instagram, as we all know, bots, yeah, it's a common thing over there. Lots of spam messages, and you know which ones I'm talking about. Something Instagram and Facebook have been trying to cut down on. So now that Facebook and, of course, Instagram are part of the metaverse, they're now asking certain accounts, those suspicious accounts anyways, to actually verify that they are an actual human and not a bot. Though it seems like it's up to Instagram or Facebook to decide which one is suspicious and which one is not. Moving forward, will we all have to do the same thing? Well, when we reached out for comment, there was none given. Meaning they're going to leave that out there for all of us to speculate currently, which usually means it's a possibility. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way to BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network, of course, located at BritishTechNetwork.com, is where you can find all the great BTN shows. And if there's one show you got to check out this week, it's definitely The Photo Show. Great episode going on over there this week with special guest Jeff Cable, who's actually a world-renowned sports photographer and recently covered the Tokyo Olympics for Team USA. So definitely do yourself a favor, go check out that conversation along with Martin, Damian, Ian, and Neil on this week's Photo Show. Hey, don't forget to like us on our socials too for the British Tech Network. We're over there on Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and the community where you need to be and we'd love for you to be a part of it is over at our Slack room. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.